Nolte, Democrats Eat GOP Dust in 2022 Generic Midterm Ballot. By John Nolte on October 20, 2022. In the all-important 2022 midterm generic ballot, Democrats are eating GOP dust. Check this sucker out. But abortion. But democracy. But a mostly peaceful protest at the U.S. Capitol on January 6. In the generic ballot, Republicans are 3 points up, 47.9 to 44.9%. Let's put this in perspective. In 2014, the average of the generic ballot poll showed Republicans ahead by 2.4 points. After the votes were counted, Republicans crushed Democrats by 5.7 points. When the dust settled, the GOP had picked up a net of 2 gubernatorial seats, 10 state legislatures, 9 U.S. Senate seats, and 13 House seats. In 2010, the average of the generic polls had the GOP up 6.7 points. They crushed the Democrats by 9.4 points. When it was all over, Republicans had netted 6 U.S. Senate seats, 63 House seats, 6 governorships, and 20 state legislatures. What should scare Democrats is how different the 2022 midterms are from 2010 and 2014. To begin with, the economy wasn't that bad during the Obama years. It took President Trump to kick it in the butt after 8 years of Obama putting his boot on the economy. But things were nowhere near as bad as they are today under Biden. Secondly, Obama was always more popular than Biden. Finally, Democrats were nowhere near as insane as they are today. Democrats in 2010 and 2014 were not flooding elementary schools with gay porn and puberty blockers, were not putting on drag shows in front of little kids, were not emptying the prisons, were not defunding police, were not endorsing permanent child mutilation through the gender-affirming horrors of puberty blockers and chemical castration, were not opening the border to millions of illegals and tons of fentanyl, were not closing schools for no valid medical reason, were not masking little kids for no reason, were not using the brown shirts and the FBI to arrest peaceful pro-life activists, were not inviting mentally ill men in high heels to share our daughter's bathrooms, were not openly championing abortion right up until birth, were not telling us to shut up about the price of gas and to buy a $60,000 electric car. What's more, this is the most important point I will make. Republicans were much easier to pull back then. In the decade since, we've become harder to pull because 1. We will not do business with the fake media. 2. We assume if we go on record as a Republican, the FBI will arrest us. 3. Social media will blacklist us. And 4. We love watching Jake Tapper's smug face collapse into agony as the real election results roll in. Bring it, baby. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.